This is Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Dozens of artists from the U.S. and abroad will be in Santa Fe this month for Currents 2014, the city's fifth annual New Media Festival. There will be all sorts of web-based art forms, interactive video installations, and multimedia performances and venues all around the city, June 13th through the 29th. Among the New Mexico artists taking part in Currents 2014 is composer E.L. Behrer. Dr. Behrer fascinatingly combines a distinguished musical career with her work as a biomedical scientist and faculty member in the UNM Medical School's Department of Pathology. Dr. Behrer, are music and medicine two separate parallel interests of yours, or is there actually a relationship between the two in your work?
I think I went into science because of music and because my father was a scientist at Bell Labs. While I was growing up, we had a laboratory in the basement that I got to do experiments with my dad, which is always a very special thing for any kid. And I only studied music, only played music from the time I was in 10th grade until, I don't know, my mid-20s. And I felt frustrated with what I got to do in music, how much thinking I could do, how much intellectual exploration I could invest in. And all the music I write comes from my heart, so it's not very cognitively engaging for me. And I try not to write mathematically programmed, arbitrary sounds. I try to write sounds that are accessible, beautiful, inspiring on an emotional level. And I just felt like all half of me was being left behind with that process. And I ended up applying for an MD PhD program at Stanford and at University of California, San Francisco. And I decided to do UCSF because it was in San Francisco and I had access to my musical colleagues. And I taught at the San Francisco Conservatory while I was in medical school. And I decided the best way for me to integrate these two parts of myself would be to study the brain and discover why music has an effect on the brain. And I'm very excited with a recent collaboration I have that's currently funded by the National Institutes of Health to map brain circuits in the limbic system with magnetic resonance imaging in small animals. They're living animals. We don't do anything to them. We watch how their brain works under various circumstances. And we've been really interested in how the emotional system responds to various stimuli and understanding the dynamics of that response and how long it lasts over time.
And would one of those stimulus be music?
Sound. Mice aren't real good at listening to Beethoven, but sound.
And any of the discoveries that you have made in that field, have they affected how you approach music as a composer?
I have two pieces that were directly influenced by these scientific. The first, I took the firing patterns of the leech central nervous system, which I recorded on my oscilloscope, and converted them into musical language that could be played on a violin, cello, and piano. It was performed at the Society for Neurosciences meeting, and everyone who had worked on leech neurophysiology came to that performance, as well as lots of other people. And as soon as they started playing these rhythms, they immediately recognized that it was the leech central nervous system, and it was a very humorous piece. And the second piece is actually going to be performed in Santa Fe, and I call it brain music. And it was inspired, again, by neural physiology recordings, electrical recordings. And these recordings were made by a colleague of mine at Brown who discovered how the brain firing pattern regulates arm movements. And he provided me with his recordings of the cortex of primates moving their hand to do a task, a printout of the firing patterns, which is maybe 30 pages long, with 100 neurons in sync across the pages. So it looks like music. And so I thought, how could you be more organic when you're writing a piece of music than to take a real biological rhythm and translate it into pitches? I've had this piece performed a few times, and it feels good because it's so integrally part of who you are and what your body's doing that it just feels good to listen to it.
On June 21st, you're going to be in Santa Fe at El Museo Cultural as part of Currents 2014. You're collaborating on a multimedia presentation. Tell us what is going to be involved and what people are going to experience that night.
I guess it's experimental, but we want to make it, despite being digital, accessible and organic. So I have a colleague who's coming from Los Angeles who got his master's degree in the UCLA Media Arts program, creating code for visualizations, visual realizations, the kind of things architects do to show you what a house would look like and allow you to walk through it. And he and I talked and thought it would be really fun to do a visualization of music. So he has written three new programs that project abstract images in response to the instrumentalists. The two other performers besides myself are Tom McVitie, who's an engineer and also a composition graduate student in the Department of Music here at UNM. He plays the cello, so he and John have been working on how these wonderful cello sounds will work as a visualization. I'm going to play the viola, and then there's a young woman who's a graduate student combining her PhD in the Medical Sciences Graduate Program at UNM Health Sciences Center and a master's degree in performance art in the music department. Christina Termini plays the flute, and she's going to play a piece written by Edgar Varèse in the 30s called Density 21.5.
And these visualizations, Dr. Behrer, are spontaneous. They have not been recorded in advance.
No, this is going to happen in the now. I was in San Francisco writing music in the late 70s, early 80s, and I know Pauline Oliveris and that whole team of what is happening. And this is going to be a musical happening in the sense that none of us will know what we're going to see, and none of the players know how that will influence their playing. So Tom doesn't know when he sees these bright, streaming, abstract colors projected onto him and over him and onto the screen, whether what he coaxes out of his cello will be affected.
I love the mystery of it.
What I love about it is that it's both digital and organic. We're live, we're going to play, but it's predetermined a little bit by the music that we've chosen to play and by the program that's going to translate this and what the principles of that program are, what its parameters and processing will be.
Composer and neuroscientist Dr. E.L. Behrer collaborates on a multimedia performance, Songs and Elements, Saturday night, June 21st, at El Museo Cultural in the Santa Fe Rail Yard. It's part of Currents 2014, the city's international new media festival, from June 13th through June 29th. All programs are offered without charge to the public. For information, go to currentsnewmedia.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.